Basically, I've always had kind of a sweat issue, so I've always tried to put something to keep my hands dry. You know, always have some extra towels out there. And last year in the Tennessee game, specifically towards the end of that last drive, I had two fumbles on that drive, which I would attribute to sweating too much. Also, you know, the new balls, you have a different type of ball out there, but the sweat, the ball slipped out of my hand going back, and just looking back, trying to find a way to remedy that. And the glove came in. You know, you see Kurt Warner throwing with the glove, a few guys in the league that do throw with the glove, and I've actually worn it during bowl practice in college. So I had some experience throwing with it, knew I could throw with it. So I went home this summer and tried out a bunch of different gloves and still kind of trying to figure out which glove will be the right glove for me. But don't know if I'm going to use it in all situations yet. Maybe if it's just really hot or really cold, put the glove on. But I feel comfortable right now throwing with or without it. But obviously if it's real hot and I'm sweating, I'm going to stick the glove on and be able to throw the ball.
Not having to mess with that, put that aside. Is everything else a little bit better for you this year after the quarterback school? And just kind of, I know you were talking to Tom about it, but
yeah,
you just feel like a different guy.
Definitely feel much more comfortable just being able to go through the installs numerous times. You get to hit it in OTAs, you get to hit it in minicamp, hit it all throughout the season last year. So just being able to get all that experience of learning the offense and going through the QB school of breaking it down very slowly. I feel much more comfortable out there, and I'm able to play much faster when I'm out there now.
You know, you and Matt have been through this together, tight and everything, but when can you think you can realistically change the batting order here in practice? Is it going to be preseason games where you think you might be able to, take the two reps versus the three reps?
I'm not sure, and, really I'm not too worried about it. I'm just going out there trying to take it one play at a time, do the best I can on that play, and let the coaches make those decisions.
Was it somewhat frustrating? You're obviously used to having immeasurable success, right? And like you say, A-Rod was a deer in headlights early on, so was that Favre guy. But obviously it didn't quite go perhaps the way you might have anticipated, but maybe it did. Could you just talk about that, what you learned, how you've been able to take it and move forward?
You know, it was definitely a challenge coming in and struggling a little bit at the beginning. And I think that really tests you, see how much you want it. And I felt like I came in, worked hard throughout the whole season, worked hard this whole offseason, and really just want to fully understand this offense, go out there, put my best foot forward every time I go out, and make sure, you know, when we get into those games that you see, you know, the work that I've put in out there on the game field.
May I ask you about family night when you went through that tunnel last year and saw 70-some thousand to watch you guys scrimmage each other? What went through your mind?
You know, it's amazing. The fans here are, I think, the best fans in the world. And when you run out of that tunnel for the first time, it's a great feeling. And, you know, every single other time you run out of it throughout the season, it's always a great feeling to run out there. So it's going to be another great experience here on Saturday night.